certainly, I think last year no roar was louder for Patriot fans at home than that after the overtime kick by Steven Gostkowski to complete the comeback against the Denver Broncos. So many waited through bone-chilling conditions for the kickoff of that game. The Pats fell behind, as we know, 24-0. They came back to win it in overtime. And Steven Gostkowski, of course, delivered that game-winning kick for the Patriots. One of three game-winners a year ago, one of four overall in his career, and now he sits down to join us after leading the NFL in scoring each of the last 2 years. Steven, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for making the time. I know you got a tight schedule today, just getting out of practice and meetings, but nonetheless, you're a guy that has been around this team for a long time, 9 years, and you're coming off one of the most difficult losses, I'm sure, during the course of your career. One of the leaders on this team, given your experience, even in your role as a place kicker, you're not on the field all the time, but nonetheless, I think a good spokesman for this team. What's the attitude of this team? What's the sense you get from your teammates, especially the veteran guys?
Well, I mean, if you play long enough, you're going to get your butt whooped every once in a while, and luckily here in New England, it's been few and far between. And I think one thing that Coach Belichick always, demonstrates is, he's always calm. He's always, he doesn't really get too high or too low. And I think that's the message that you try to take is, you know you're going to get beat every once in a while. You know you're going to beat a lot of teams. And, there's the same instance could be you could go out and blow a team out and think you're really good and come out and a team could take advantage of that the next week. So I think there's just so many different things that could happen in the NFL, and it changes week to week, year to year. And if you just focus on what you can do and not what everyone else is saying around you or, the hype or the noise or whatever can affect you mentally, and focus on what you're going to do, you're going to win some games. And it's so early in the year to think that we can't come out and put out a good football team. And, we just got to keep working at it. And, some adversity can actually help a team in a way where if you bounce back from it, then it can make you tougher in the end. And hopefully that's a situation we got going on now where we can come out and try to win as many games as we can and go week to week and just show that we are a good football team and that we work really hard. And some of the things that have happened in some of the games aren't characteristic of how good we are.
You know, I mentioned the game against Denver. One of many games like that last season where you guys had to rally against really improbable circumstances like Cleveland, for example, and through adversity with a lot of injuries, especially on defense. That team was resilient and tough. A lot of those same guys, of course, are on this team.
Yes.
Do you still sense that resilient attitude in that locker room and on the practice field?
Well, I know we have a lot of tough guys physically and mentally. And, situations like that have to happen, like, organically. You can't just say, well, we won a bunch of games last year and tight games. I mean, the situation's got to come up. Every year is different. The guy's an all-star 1 year. Doesn't mean he's going to be the next year. You have to keep putting the work in, and you have to have the right frame of mind, and you have to put yourself in the right situations to succeed. And that's what they stress, and that's what we try to do. Does it always happen? No, but the team is always working for that goal, to be ready when your name is called upon to do your best for your team. Like, do your job. That's what Coach always says, do your job. And it kind of hits home when things are going bad. Just do your job, and everybody does their job, and all mesh together as a team, and that's what you try to do so we can go out and win some games.
With Steven Gostkowski, Patriot place kicker, and I say your name, Gostkowski, because I was told last year before my first Patriots broadcast that either leave the T or the K silent, whichever you prefer. How do you prefer your name be pronounced?
I just usually say Gostkowski, but Gostkowski. I have kind of a lazy voice, so I think my dad's always like, no, it's Gostkowski.
Gostkowski.
So, yeah, so, I mean, either way.
Well, that's where we're going with it. My apologies to your family.
It's okay.
It's Gostkowski.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we've clarified that, which I should have clarified before that preseason opener last year with Philadelphia, Steven Gostkowski continues to make a name for himself as one of the best at what he does in his job, Pro Bowler last year again for the New England Patriots. And as mentioned, you've delivered a lot of clutch field goals for this team. What do you think about? How do you prepare for that moment during the course of the game when you know the Patriots are driving downfield and you might be set up to come on and deliver?
Well, I mean, when the game's close and the game's tight, I've come throughout the years where it's kind of easy to focus because there's so much on the line. And I practice so much over and over again, and I've been through situations where I've made big kicks, I've missed a big kick, and life always goes on. So I just don't take it that life and death, and I'm just literally focused on making the kick. And I feel like throughout the years it's been not easier, but it's more manageable to control my emotions and, like, how fast my heart is racing. I mean, obviously, I still get nervous and I still get excited for the opportunity. And, you know, the better you get, the more experience you get, you welcome those opportunities instead of shy away from them. And one of the mistakes I made maybe as a youngster is you're just waiting for that moment to prove yourself or get that opportunity, and you have zero control over it. You just have to be ready every game. You know, you have to work hard and make sure you're good at what you're doing, that if your name gets called, that you're ready to go. And that's what I try to do. I mean, you go into a game thinking, you know, like last year, people would probably think we'd blow a team like Cleveland out. And then I have to make a couple kicks in the game, kick an onside kick. You don't think games like that will be close, and that can sneak up and bite you in the butt if you don't. So I'm ready all the time. And I just try to be cool, calm, and collected in whatever I do. I'm not a big celebrator. I don't get too down on myself. I mean, I get upset when I screw up, but I know that if I let one bad play lead to two, then I'm really hurting the team. And, you know, that's what I try to do, and I try to just keep my mental focus on my job and not the outcome. I don't worry about what happens if I miss a kick or if I have a bad kickoff. All I think about is the ball going in, and that's kind of plain and simple what I do.
You referenced the onside kick against the Cleveland Browns last year, and it stands out to me for this reason. Not only that Kyle Arrington recovered it, but on that bunt play, I guess it's termed the bunt play, you slid alongside the football. And I remember a game following that when an opposing kicker, the Patriots were playing against, also tried to execute the bunt play. He kicked it, and he got out of the way. You kicked it, and you slid on the turf to follow the football, and in my view, helped to shield one of the Browns from recovering it cleanly to give Kyle Arrington the shot at the ball that which had been touched by Fozzie Whitaker of Cleveland. What's part of your mentality in that situation? Because Bill Belichick says you're not just a kicker, you're a football player.
Oh, thanks, Coach. No, that's the kind of thing, like, it is called the bunt, and if no one would have been there, I would have gotten the ball. So the thinking behind it is, either I get it or I get in the way, and mass confusion can happen. And luckily, the ball took a good bounce. I mean, onside kicks are impossible to get. I mean, it's like 4%, you know, 4 to 10% each year, and there's only so many new ones that you can come up with where a team hasn't. I mean, it just seemed like everything set up good for us, and it worked out. And I hit a pretty good kick, and the guy smashed me. My shoulder was hurting for like 3 weeks after that. So luckily, it wasn't all in vain that we got the ball. I was pretty excited because I didn't see anybody, and I was like, "Dang, this is going to be mine! I'm going to get it!" And I was ready to go nuts. And then, boom! Out of nowhere, he hits me, and luckily, I was in the way. I mean, the way it was drawn up, it worked out well. And you know, I don't know how many other times we can use a play like that, but you know, the one time we needed it, it worked. And luckily, the guy went for me and couldn't get to the ball, and it got to Kyle. So it worked out very well.
It also worked out well when your compadre, Ryan Allen, got hurt in the playoffs and you had to punt. How often do you practice punting during the year?
Hardly ever. I just joke around every once in a while when, you know, I'm always shagging for Ryan and catching his punts during practice. Sometimes, you know, instead of trying to throw him back every time, I'll punt some back and just kind of joking around more during like OTAs and minicamp when you don't have a game coming up. And it was actually the first time I'd ever punted in a game. I've obviously can kick a ball pretty well. I think not doing it that much helped me out because I didn't know what to know. You know, I couldn't get in my own head because I'd never really done it before. And it was a cool experience. You know, it stunk for Ryan that he got hurt, and luckily he got to bounce back and play next game. But it was cool. All I focused on was like, don't drop the ball. And after I caught the ball, I just tried to, you know, kick the crap out of the ball, and it worked out pretty well. It was a cool experience looking back at it. I mean, I don't like the way that it had to happen, But I was, one of the few times in my career where, I kind of gave myself a pat on the back. Usually I'm really hard on myself, but I was pretty happy after that game for being able to do something different, offer a different service to the team instead of just kicking field goals and kickoffs.
Speaking of doing something different, with Steven Gostkowski, Patriot place kicker, you were a three-sport athlete growing up. You were a good baseball player, good enough to pitch collegiately at the University of Memphis. How did you become a kicker?
I just went out for football in ninth grade, and you kind of try out for every position, and the coaches really know anybody, and I was just running drills and do all this stuff, and they said, "Who can kick a ball?" And I said, "I can kick a ball." And I was kicking 55 yarders, first time I ever touched a ball in ninth grade, and they're like, "Can you stay after practice?" And I said, "Yeah." And I played in the varsity game that Friday. So it just kind of fell into my lap. It's nothing I went out looking to do. It was just kind of a natural talent that kind of fell into my lap, and I stuck with it. Luckily, there were times in high school where I wanted to quit football and not play, but I had just had an opportunity, to be able to play collegiately, get a scholarship, which I didn't get a football scholarship. I got a baseball scholarship because that was my main goal, but luckily I stuck with it, and things kind of worked out for me, and I've always been a kind of guy who likes to play all sports, and there wasn't a sport where I didn't think I could play growing up, and I wanted to play it all, and football was no different, and just kicking was, it was just apparent that I was meant to do it because it just came so naturally to me, and I got lucky to be in the right place in the right time.
A lot of kickers went to camps growing up, and even into the professional careers, have kicking coaches, gurus they rely upon. Have you ever had that experience?
No, I never went to camps. Never had like a true kicking coach. Just kind of, I've always had, coach. I think coaches probably throughout my career have helped me more out personally and taught me how to work hard and taught me how to be more accountable. A coach like Scott O'Brien he's more going to tell me when I'm doing something different than what I normally do. They're not going to come in and invent a new kicking style, per se. They see me so many times, they can point out, hey, you're doing this, you're picking your head up, you're swinging too hard. And in high school, I just didn't have time. I was playing high school football. I was playing travel baseball, travel soccer. I was playing high school soccer, high school baseball. I mean, I would go from football practice to soccer practice, then vice versa. And I just never had time to do any of that. And luckily, it probably helped me out because I don't think too much while I'm out there. When people try to teach me like different things about the golf swing, I'm like, I'm just going to try to hit the ball. And that's kind of what I do.
So if an opposing coach calls a timeout to try to ice you, you're not really fazed by it? Is that fair to say?
No, I mean, you kind of expect it to happen. You don't think about it. If it does, I just go back to sideline and go through my normal routine. I think the worst thing you can do is stand out there, being on the field still. I might go back, kick another ball in the net, just try to redo my focus for the kick. And, it's only happened to me a couple times. And sometimes if they call timeout late, we'll snap it anyway and get a free shot. And I remember that happened my rookie year. Against the Bears, it was like a 53-yard field goal. They snapped it. I kind of just swung down there, missed it a little bit to the right, and then I changed my aim a little bit and made it the next time. So sometimes it can help you out. But I think the only person that can get in my own head is myself. I don't let outside distractions factor into how I play.
Steven Gostkowski is featured in a commercial in which his hopeful boss is trying to ice him. An executive, I'm guessing, at ESPN. You're in Bristol, Connecticut, in full uniform, and you're pacing in the hallway trying to go in for your job interview, and you're constantly being put on hold. You're muttering to yourself about a vacation and, yep, salary, and he's apparently trying to ice you. How did that opportunity arise, and how much ribbing have you gotten from your teammates in particular in the locker room as a result of it? What's the reaction?
I've got no ribbing. Everyone loves it. They think it's really hilarious. I don't know why people would make fun of you for being in a commercial. I think it's pretty cool. I don't think I embarrassed my, but it was cool. It was like March or April, I got an opportunity. My agent called and said they want to do a commercial. I said, yeah, why wouldn't I? Those are always awesome. They're funny. And you know, making poking fun at my own position and, you know, kind of, you know, making fun of myself is funny to me. And, you know, I wouldn't say I'm that frantic when I'm on the sideline, but, you know, kickers can be known to be, you know, have their own little routines, and icing is a big part of the game. I thought it was a very clever commercial. And oh, nice.
Yeah, how about that? Perfect timing. Playing no, as we speak.
I really enjoyed the experience. It was cool and something different. I mean, you know, the opportunities like this aren't going to happen, you know, down the road when I'm not playing for the Patriots anymore.
So ribbing was a poor choice. I should have said, what was the reaction? I would guess in the locker room setting, though, that guys give one another a hard time about
you know, they do, but I've had everyone's come up and said they loved it and they thought it was really cool. I think, you know, they said it was the first time someone for the Patriots has been on one. I know Vinatieri, but he was with the Colts when he was in his. And, you know, it's not like they picked me personally. I think they just had an idea and they needed a kicker to do it. So, you know, I'm glad that they thought of me. But it was cool. I mean, it was something I did in the off season that, you know, it's not like a distraction or anything like that. Like, I, like, left last week to film it. So, but it was cool. I really enjoyed the experience. And, you know, all my friends and family get a trip out of it. And it was, you know, I did it more for, you know, for that reason, to where, you know, something I can show my kids one day.
Well, I would think, too, that in every sport, there wouldn't be an athlete who wouldn't want to be in an ESPN yeah. Sports Center commercial. It's got to become really like being on a Sports Illustrated cover used to be for guys. It's kind of a stamp of validation.
Yeah, it was cool. And, you know, I think as football players, you know, especially, you know, at my position, I'm not a big talker to the media, and I'm not trying to. I'm either talking when I do something really good or really bad. Other than that, it's not really my thing. But, you know, you get to see a lot more of your personality. You do something like that. You know, there's a lot of really funny, really charismatic guys on our team that, you know, not everybody gets to see. And hopefully it came off well and people liked the way I could poke fun at myself.
And lastly, you're pictured on billboards outside Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place. What's that experience like when you're?
See, I got a little more. I got a lot of ribbon for that. Yeah, a lot of ribbon for that. But, you know, again, I had no idea that was going to go up. I agreed to do a promotion with Yahoo Fantasy Sports. I thought they were just going to use my picture on like the internet or something like that. But it's cool. I mean, fantasy football has made kickers a lot more popular than we would ever be. You know, you get some guys on the sidelines at away games saying, "Gostkowski, you stink. You're going to miss wide right." And then the other half are like, make five kicks, but don't win. You're on my fantasy team. So, you know, everybody knows the who the kickers are now as compared to probably like 10, 15 years in the past where people probably didn't really care. You know, everybody plays fantasy sports now. So it's really gotten us a little better name. But I would drive by it every day and I would like blush and look. I was like, dang, my head is huge on there. But it was cool. I mean, you know, I'm not embarrassed about it. I got a little ribbing for it, but it was cool. I mean, it was a great promotion, and hopefully that worked. I made a commercial for that too, so that was pretty funny.
Well, no ribbing, I guess, as a place kicker, because you've really earned the respect of fans across New England and the Thank NFL you. With your career body of work, and certainly off to a great start this season. I know the team is at 2-2 and looking to rebound from Monday night, and we wish you all the best against Cincinnati this Sunday night.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'm doing my best.
Stephen, thanks a lot for your time.
You.
Stephen Gostkowski with us, so we'll continue with more right after this on Patriots.com.